Good morning. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent and host for the Haywood County Schools Report. I'm so excited today. I have a new principal. Junaluska Elementary is very fortunate to have gotten a new principal this summer, and his name is Alex Mazzarelli. Say that three times fast. He's a great guy. I've worked with him for several years, and it's just been wonderful already the first couple of months helping him get settled in. So good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm glad to be here. So
yeah, well, tell us a little bit about your background. I know the community's interested in hearing about the new principal at Junaluska.
Okay, so I think a lot of people don't realize I'm a native of Massachusetts. I grew up in a town called Canton, Massachusetts, just in the suburbs of Boston.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and I went to college in Rhode Island, to Providence College, and I did not study education. I was a Spanish major and a humanities major. And I did not know what I wanted to do necessarily. I thought about being a pediatrician, but chemistry basically dashed my dreams. So when I graduated college, I joined an inner city volunteer program, and I moved to Chicago. I was there for a 2-year commitment. I was in an all Mexican American community, so it was a great opportunity for me to use my Spanish. And the program was was 2 years. They said, if you stay for 2 more years, we'll pay for your master's in education at Loyola University Chicago. So I jumped all over that, because at that time I was really happy in education, and ended up staying for 5 years at that school. Chicago is sort of how I got to Haywood County. I know it's a long way away, but I was in a university program in Mexico between my fourth and fifth year teaching, and my wife, who's originally from Bethel, we met because she was also in Chicago at the time, so it's a long way to go to get to Haywood County through Mexico and Chicago, but that's how we're here. So we've been here since 2000, my wife Tina and I. She's a Pisgah graduate.
Okay.
And I got a job at Waynesville Middle School back in 2000. I was the Spanish teacher, and I was there from 2000 to 2015. And
quite the journey to Junaluska.
It's a long way to go.
It is.
And then at a certain point, I was just kind of feeling like I was ready for something new, and I did a graduate program at Gardner-Webb in executive leadership and got my principal's license. And about that time, I got an opportunity to work at Tuscola as an assistant principal. So that was 3 years ago, and now here I'm at Junaluska.
So, congratulations.
Yeah.
I know. So, I love your story. I learned some new things too. So tell me about Junaluska Elementary. What sets it apart? You've been there 2 months. What are you seeing through your eyes? I know it's a beautiful school, and I went to elementary school there when I opened in third grade. It's a great spot. What do you see in there?
Well, first of all, the loyalty that people have to Junaluska. Like, I have people come out of the woodwork and be like, that's where I went to elementary school. And it's like all of these people that I've known for years, like, I went there, like, you know, right?
Yes,
like you just
yeah.
did. It's, there's just like a following to that school that's really special. And I'm sure that's with lots of schools, but it seems like it's really extra with Junaluska. The teacher leadership now, I'm finding like, I'm just blown out of the water by, like, I need help with
Absolutely.
The schedule, and they get together and they're like, oh yeah, let's figure this out. And it's just been incredible to be part of that. And they've just like said, well, this is what we've done in the past. Like, and I'm like, well, this is terrific. You guys have
Absolutely.
It. Yeah. And they're all kinds of things, whether it's supervision, helping peers that are in need, or working with kids in different situations. It's really been amazing.
So I can tell you're very, very happy there.
Yeah.
It is a great place, and I know they're happy with you, too. They love your sense of humor.
Oh.
Alex has got a great sense of humor, too, so maybe we'll get to see that sometime in this program this morning.
We'll see, yeah.
So, like, okay, so it's very different from a middle and a high school and elementary job, and having been there and done those things, too. Tell us, why did you want to be a principal? What was
Okay, so back in 2008, I think, Dr. Nolte was principal at the middle school, and he had said, are you interested in administration at all? And I was like, you know, okay, I'm open to that. And I'm one of these people that's like, it's got to feel right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just do it. Well, I'm, you know, thanks for the compliment, Dr. Nolte. So it took me about 6 or 8 years, and then I was like, okay, it feels like the right time. So I wanted to move into that next phase of my educational career. And other folks had said things like, oh, you should think about it. And I was like, yeah, it just doesn't feel right. I was still really enjoying teaching Spanish at the middle school. And So when it felt right, that's when I moved on it. So I just had this, you know, gut feeling like that was the next place, like a calling for me to be at.
It sounds like it's working out really, really good, yeah. Too. And you've been able to get some new people on your team there, which is that's always a great thing. And you've gotten a new lead teacher,
yeah,
and also a new assistant principal. Tell us about those.
So our leadership team is totally new with me, of course. And then for lead teacher, I got Miss Cecilia Ruth Marcus. She was the lead teacher at Tuscola. And she has such great energy. She's positive.
Yes, she does.
Real relationship person. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited to have her. And then Mr. Ryan Hinkleman, who's from the York, South Carolina area, has a vast array of educational experiences, both at the school level, but then at a higher level, was working for the State Department of Education in South Carolina, and just felt like there wasn't the urgency and wanted to be back in schools, had a lifelong dream to be in the mountains of Western North Carolina. So he's started literally yesterday was his first
one day on the job.
Yeah.
How'd he do?
He did great. And I was at a 7-hour principal's meeting.
Oh,
and
you just left him the whole school.
Call me if you need anything. I'll be just up the road. But he was great. And
wonderful.
I'm so excited. We're going to be sharing him with Todd Barbie at Waynesville Middle School. So he'll be every other day. But he's got a real great skill set coming in to look at data and just looking at things from a real analytical perspective. Father of three kids, so he's going to bring that side too. So,
awesome, yeah. Awesome. Sounds good. So, you know, too, and I think it's neat that you've had the middle and high school experience, and now, you know, you're in an elementary school. And I think as you progress throughout this year, you're going to see how what happens in elementary school really does affect that end game. And having been there, I've seen that too. So early on, you know, what do you think? As being a former high school assistant principal and knowing where these kids have got to go, you got a daughter that just started college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are your thoughts on that? What do you bring to the table?
Well, I told my staff at the first faculty meeting, I said, coming from this perspective of high school and before that middle, and then before I was in Haywood County, I was at a pre-K to 8 school. So I said, I'm looking forward to having that long view, that trajectory of where we want kids to be. And, you know, I related it back to my daughter's, who's in college, kindergarten teacher is at Junaluska.
So that's awesome.
Kind of full circle. But I said, the kid that colored on the wall during nap time and forged your mom's signature in the agenda book.
Oh my goodness.
Is now at Wake Forest. I said,
yes.
We have to remember, these are those kids. Like that kid that did that in your classroom, you know, 18 or 17, however many years ago.
Yeah.
Is now and it's an exciting opportunity. Like we have to remember the long picture and that we're working with kids and getting them ready for whatever is next in life.
And I know you're committed to Junaluska. You said you'd like to stay there a long time already. So.
Yeah, yeah. I want to stay there. I want to get really good at the job and just take it to the next level.
It's a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are so glad to have you. And that concludes our time this morning. But I wish you the best of luck this year.
Thank you.
And I appreciate all you're doing for kids and teachers already. You're going to love the community.
All right.
Just thanks again to Alex Mascherelli for being with us, the new principal at Junaluska Elementary. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day, Haywood County. Bye-bye.
Thank you.